Preservist teachers' essay writing, an analysis of their grammatical and lexical errors. Claudio Dias at Lorena's, Universidad de Kensk in Chile. Care Electronico, Claudio Dias, claudiodias@org.cl. Tamara Fuentilba Gimnes, Universidad de Kensk in Chile. Care Electronico, Tamara Fuentilba, tfuentealba@org.cl. Nicole Moria Estega, Universidad de Kensk in Chile. Care Electronico, Nicole Moriera, nmauriera@org.cl. Pia Pedere Rosianis, Universidad de Kensk in Chile. Care Electronico, Pia Pedri Rose, piatrirose@org.cl. Abstract. The objective of this investigation was to analyze the academic essays of fourth-year pre-service teachers of English at four Chilean universities. A linguistic taxonomy was elaborated in order to categorize the types of errors found under the grammatical and lexical dimensions, considering different studies and language error analysis. Errors were counted and classified by three judges, after which statistical analysis were applied using the Krippenfs alpha coefficient to determine whether the level of agreement among judges validated the final results. Representative examples taken from the essays for each type of error were analyzed according to their possible sources of error, and assumptions were made to determine their likely causes. Results showed that the grammatical dimension presented more errors than the lexical one. Keywords: error analysis, academic writing, sources of errors, taxonomy, prescriptive grammar, linguistics. 1. Introduction. Errors are important in the area of teaching English as a foreign language, TEFL, because they are a reliable and accurate source of information about the development of language learning. Scholars have enriched this idea through advancing on different approaches in the linguistic area, trying to theorize and systematize the process in which errors are evaluated. The main method to achieve this has been error analysis, which is a type of linguistic analysis that focuses on the errors learners make, Farmer, 2010. By detecting and analyzing errors produced by learners, teachers become aware of the necessary reinforcement learners need. Thus, this kind of analysis helps teachers to create, modify and develop language contents. At the same time, learners can improve their performance by following teachers' advice and guidance. The Chilean foreign language policy recognizes English as a compulsory subject from 5th to 12th grade in the school system and aims at making learners achieve an intermediate language mastery by the end of the schooling process. This implies teachers and researchers have to be fully aware of the learning processes students go through when working with a language that is not theirs, particularly because learners experience a great deal of difficulties when trying to communicate with others in English. According to a survey conducted by the British Council, 2015, in Chile, who taught the four language skills required to master English, listening, writing, speaking and reading, writing is perceived by learners as one of their least proficient abilities, almost 50% of respondents position themselves at an intermediate level, and 30% as poor/basic. Hence, it is of high relevance that this skill is further developed to improve learners' writing performance. The following research addresses errors made by pre-service teachers of teaching English as a foreign language programs, offered by four Chilean universities, when writing an academic essay in two different, but close in time instances. Errors were collected, identified, described, and explained following the error analysis theory proposed by Korda, 1974, because it provides researchers with evidence of how English is learned, and what strategies learners may be employing in their discovery of the language. The main objective of his study is to identify the frequency and types of errors committed, and to determine the sources, by considering the level of agreement between judges when assessing the errors involved in the research. This investigation was carried out within the context of Teresich Grund von Seed 1, 1, 9, 1, 0, 2, 1 Studio Correlational y Propuesta de Intervención en Evaluación del Aprendizaje de Lenguas. Les dimensiones cognitive e afectiva y social del proceso evaluativo del idioma extranjero. 2. Conceptual framework. Writing in English has been perceived as the most difficult ability among the four skills of English because even native speakers fail to write a good piece of writing, Sermzik and others, 2017. Important and necessary linguistic elements must be taken into consideration to develop clear ideas in a written composition. On the one hand, non-academic writing lacks formality and, on the other hand, academic writing requires thorough development of the language, the organization, appropriate vocabulary, structure, mechanics, and the like. Narvas, 2017. Since writing is viewed as a challenging and complex activity for many students, teachers should focus on the essential grammatical and lexical aspects for the clear communication of meaning. Chin, 2000. Academic writing assignments should then be seen as an opportunity for students to explore their interests and express their own ideas. Mastering writing skills is an important area in the development of EFL learning JFN, though it is considered to be a complex and difficult task for learners because it does not only require a highly proficient level of the target language, but also a high-end reading ability in the first language, and a suitable level of synthesis when exposing ideas. However, it cannot be ignored that learners of a foreign language will undoubtedly encounter frustration when learning to write in English, and this will certainly be accompanied by error-making. 2.1. Language errors. Farmer, 2010, defines errors in English language teaching, ELT, as a deviation from of the language which is inaccurate. However, despite all the negative connotations attached to errors, Corder, 1967, remarks that they are significant in three different ways. 1. For teachers, because they show the learner's progression. 2. For researchers, because they evidence how language is acquired and this strategy is employed by the learner. 3. For learners, because they can be regarded as a learning device. 2.2. Error analysis. Farmer, 2010, states that error analysis, EA, is a type of linguistic analysis that focuses on the errors learners make. Page 1. That is why, this branch of linguistics enables teachers to determine the source of errors, and helps to realize what pedagogical changes must be taken into consideration to fit in and design better syllabi, based on learners' needs. Farmer, 2010, emphasizes the importance of doing error analysis in writing because focusing on grammar, vocabulary and spelling error arrays helps learners into working with them by analyzing the causes and possible solutions to their most common error patterns. Error analysis is of a great need at the moment of giving feedback and helping learners outdo their written performances. Different research studies on error analysis have focused on defining taxonomy as to attempt to classify errors by source and dimension. On this line, and based on the works of Nan, 2010, Farmer, 2010, Herrera, 2012, Andre, 2014, Augustin Leck, 2007, Wundgaza, 2014, Mehan, 2013, Wells, 2013, and Brasser and others, 2015, this current study, after a detailed consideration of the existing taxonomies, offers an informed synthesis of the sources and dimensions of errors that can best explain the findings of this group of Chilean preservist teachers. These sources and dimensions vary are explained below. 2.3. Sources of errors. March 2, 2001. Interlingual errors. Brown, 1980, affirms that interlingual errors, also referred as L1, influence, interference, language or negative transfer and cross-linguistic interference, result from the learner's assumption that the second language forms are similar to the native language. Ratner, 2013, states that interlingual errors may occur at different levels, such as transfer of phonological, morphological, grammatical and lexical and semantic elements of the native language into the target language. Page 161. March 2, 2002. Interlingual errors. Brown, 1980, defines interlingual errors as those errors occurring due to the negative retransfer of items within the target language. Prompsuper, Ferrazine, and Brudipraba, 2017, mention the four causes of the intralingual and developmental errors. Derek's main source, overgeneralization, ignorance of rule restrictions, incomplete application of rules and false concepts hypothesized. March 2, 2003. Lack of proficiency. Another source of error, based on the study of Cernzog, Liamimeter and Pocakoran, 2017, was the writer's limited knowledge of grammar and vocabulary. Lack of proficiency can be identified because writers do not have the required knowledge of the target language to approach writing tasks that can be beyond their written language development, either for lack of self-confidence or expertise. March 2, 2004. Carelessness. Semzik and others, 2017, considered carelessness as a source of errors, based on TE interviews conducted on EFL learners. In their study, the learners seemed not to be aware of the errors committed in their writing. This source of error is based on assumptions that the participants' lack of sufficient attention and were negligent at the moment of writing and checking thoroughly their academic essays. On a different level, Hartshorn and Evans, 2012, organize the most commonly observed errors into the name of error families. The three families included grammatical, lexical, and mechanical errors. 2.4. Dimensions of errors. April 2, 2001. Grammatical dimension. Bessers and Aiden, 2011, mention that grammar is defined as the area of knowledge that includes the body of the rules and regulations that govern the use of a language, and that it constitutes a significant knowledge area in writing as it is directly related to fluent and accurate writing in EFL. While grammatical complexity is acquired, the most basic structures of the target language remain, making the proficient learnerable to choose one or the other according to different contexts, Lehuerta, 2017. According to this, students might be committing errors when choosing an appropriatest of rules rather than not knowing the rules, which could be fixed by creating more instances for the development of confidence towards written and spoken output. Harvey, 2012, included the following linguistic items in his grammatical taxonomy. Articles, prepositions, wrong word order, lack of concord, conditional sentences, tenses, adverbs, vert group, relative clauses and relative pronouns. April 2, 2002. Lexical dimension. Lexical errors refer to how second language learner speakers misuse and misunderstand vocabulary. Andre, 2014, emphasizes that lexical errors refer to the particular error which is affecting the form or meaning of one word. To Augustine Leck, 2007, lexical errors, being an observable interlanguage phenomenon, are an important source of information about L2 vocabulary acquisition. In an academic context, lexical errors are useful as quality indicators of learners' written work, as well as being predictors of lexical progress, proficiency, and of learners' general academic achievement. Research findings, Andre, 2014, show that the more lexical errors occur in written compositions, the worse quality of the writer's skill will be regarded by the reader. In addition to this, the production of learners' poorly written compositions will affect the readers directly in understanding the content. Basir, Abdullah Ansari Nadi, 2015, proposed a lexical taxonomy classifying word choice, literal translation, redundancy, collocation and word formation as lexical types of errors. On the same line, in the taxonomy used by Augustine Leck, 2007, some subcategories considered as lexical errors are borrowings, coinage and calque. Researchers such as Hemswan Schmidt, 2006, and Andre, 2014, mentioned in their studies on lexical errors, the taxonomy proposed by James, 1998, that consists of formal and semantic errors. Formal errors included the misuse of suffixes and prefixes, borrowing, coinage and calque, and omission, over-inclusion, misselection and misordering. Semantic errors are classified into two subtypes. The first one is confusion of sense relation, including the use of hyponyms for hyponyms, hyponyms for speronyms, co-hyponyms and regnery synonyms. The second subtype is collocation, which specifically follows three degrees of misuse, semantically determined word selection, statistically weighted preferences, and arbitrary combinations and irreversible binomials. 3. Research design. 3.1. Type of study. This research is a non-experimental, descriptive and cross-sectional quantitative study involving data collected at a defined time, including a statistical analysis. 3.2. Research question. What are the most frequent type of errors committed by pre-service teachers when writing an academic essay? 3.3. Research objective. To identify the types and frequency of errors that pre-service teachers make when writing an academic essay, highlighting the likely sources of these errors. 3.4. Participants and essay corpus. The corpus was constituted by academic essays written by 56 pre-service teachers of Teaching English as a Foreign Language, TEFL, programs offered by 4 Chilean universities, 3 of which are private state-funded, and one of them is Ustad University. These pre-service teachers were native speakers of Spanish. The sample was composed by 112 academic essays, two halves divided into first and second sera writing instances. 3.5. Instrument and procedure. In the first and second essay writing instances, pre-service teachers had to write 300-word argumentative essay in which they stated, explained, and supported their opinions about a specific issue, using details and examples according to the TOEFL exam, which includes an independent writing task that requires learners to create a written composition based on a prompt and using only personal experiences and knowledge. The data collection took place in the participants' universities. Participants are asked to write an academic essay in two different, but close in time instances, because two rounds of essay writing over the course of 2 weeks would prevent ENF Corpus to conduct the data analysis. No intervention to the participants was introduced in between because the research team was to have an X-ray of their type as and frequency of written errors before starting a language development course. That final corpus of essays was 112. 4. Results. All the essays were revised separately, and then, in order to identify the different types of errors found, the results were gathered and compared. As an outcome of the latter, two linguistic dimensions were set, grammatical and lexical dimension. These dimensions were explained in the conceptual framework and are based on the works developed by Chin, 2000, Farmer, 2010, Herrera, 2012, Andre, 2014, Agustinleck, 2007, Wundgaza, 2014, Mehan, 2013, Wells, 2013, Londonio, 2008, and Brasser and others, 2015. Afterwards, errors were described and further explained, illustrated by examples taken from the corpus. A descriptive statistical analysis concerning the central tendency and dispersion measures for the frequency of errors per subcategory, category and dimension was applied. In addition, the Krippenf's alpha coefficient in its multiple observers interval data version was used to prove the level of agreement achieved among researchers. 4.1. Judges concordance analysis through Krippenf's alpha, 2004. The alpha coefficient of Krippenf was applied to measure concordance among judges' evaluation. It is a useful indicator because it generalizes the concept of agreement among evaluators. This indicator fluctuates between 0, 0, 0, 0, incomplete disagreement, and 1000, incomplete agreement. There is no value to be taken as a reference to indicate the minimum degree of agreement, but the same author indicate test had a value of 0,800 and above can come to good conclusions, Krippenf, 2004. The application of the alpha coefficient of Krippenf was carried out through the evaluation of the three researchers of this study. Table 1 shows the results. Table 1. Degree of concordance among judges. University. University 1, N equals 17. First essay writing instance, 0989. Second essay writing instance, 0989. University 2, N equals 6. First essay writing instance, 0982. Second essay writing instance, 0979. University 3, N equals 14. First essay writing instance, 0989. Second essay writing instance, 0996. University 4, N equals 19. First essay writing instance, 0978. Second essay writing instance, 0990. Table 1 shows that the level of agreement among the three judges regarding frequency of errors is close to 1, which means that the concordance is at a high level. In order to organize the data collected, the following concepts were used to clarify and subcategorize the errors. Omission. Absence of a required item to form a correct utterance. Misuse. Inappropriate use of an item in an utterance. Averroes. Inclusion or repetition of an item that is not necessary in the utterance. After a careful analysis of the collected data on frequency of errors, and the conscious revision of the literature compiled, four main sources of errors we reconsidered. Interlingual errors, Brown, 1980, lack of proficiency and carelessness, Sermzik and others, 2017. This analysis presents examples taken from the corpus, each one identified under a source of error in order to illustrate the findings of the study. 4.2. Grammatical dimension. Table 2 shows the categorization provided for the grammatical dimension. T subcategories will be presented below. Table 2. Grammatical dimension. Categories. 1.1. Subject. 1.2. Like of Concord. 1.3. Vert group. 1.4. Modals or auxiliaries. 1.5. Articles. 1.6. Relative pronouns. 1.7. Conjunctions. 1.8. Comparatives and superlatives. 1.9. Wrong word order. 1.10. Prepositions. 1.11. Adverbs. 1.12. Adjectives. 1.13. Pronouns. 1.14. Omission of conditional. 1.15. Genitive case. Table 3 shows the frequencies and percentages found for each main category of the grammatical dimension. These data correspond to the total errors of all the corpus. Table 3. Frequency and percentages of grammatical errors. Dimension. 1. Grammatical. Category. 1.1. Subject. Frequency. 302. Percentage. 3.6%. Category. 1.2. Concord problems. Frequency. 366. Percentage. 4.4%. Category. 1.3. Verb group. Frequency. 458. Percentage. 5.5%. Category. 1.4. Modals or auxiliaries. Frequency. 205. Percentage. 2.4%. Category. 1.5. Articles. Frequency. 346. Percentage. 4.1%. Category. 1.6. Relative pronouns. Frequency. 107. Percentage. 1.3%. Category. 1.7. Conjunctions. Frequency. 21. Percentage. 0.3%. Category. 1.8. Comparatives or superlatives. Frequency. 50. Percentage. 0.6%. Category. 1.10. Prepositions. Frequency. 549. Percentage. 6.5%. Category. 1.11. Adverbs. Frequency. 46. Percentage. 0.5%. Category. 1.12. Adjectives. Frequency. 79. Percentage. 0.9%. Category. 1.13. Pronouns. Frequency. 255. Percentage. 3.0%. Category. 1.14. Omission of conditional. Frequency. 11. Percentage. 0.1%. Category. 1.15. Genitive case. Frequency. 61. Percentage. 0.7%. Category. Total. Frequency. 3031. Percentage. 36.1%. As shown in Table 3, a total frequency of 3031 errors, 36.1%, was identified and classified under the 15 categories of this dimension and their subcategories. The grammatical dimension shows that the most frequent linguistic errors committed by pre-service teachers when writing argumentative essays are 1. Prepositions, 2. Vrot group, 3. Concord problems and 4. Articles. February 4, 2001. Category 1.1. Subject. It is an obligatory element in a sentence, except in imperative ones. It refers to the performer of the action that comes after the auxiliary in declarative utterances, and before the operator in interrogative sentences. A total frequency of 302 errors, 3.6%, was found under this category. Table 4 displays errors and the frequency in which subcategories were found. Table 4. Subcategories, examples, sources of error and frequency for Category 1.1. Subcategories. January 1, 2001. Omission of the subject. Examples. Young children were taught that it was important to share and help others. Participant 13, University 4. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 224 errors, 2.7%. January 1, 2002. A Vorosov subject. Examples. There are some teenagers that I prefer to give up. Participant 11, University 1. Sources of error. Interlingual error, frequency, 78 errors, 0.9%. February 4, 2002. Category 1.2, lack of concord. It occurs when the subject and verb construction does not agree in both number and person. A singular subject must take a singular verb, while a plural subject takes a plural verb. 366, 4.4% errors were associated with this category. Table 5 illustrates errors in subject-verb agreement made by the participants. Table 5, examples, their sources of error and frequency in category 1.2. Example, people is able to see when our person is happy, participant 6, university 4. Sources of error, lack of proficiency. February 4, 2003. Category 1.3, vert group. Verbs are considered to be the only words that can express action, McCarskill, 1990. They change form to indicate person, number, tense, aspect, voice, mood and modality. The category of verb group showed a total frequency of 458 errors, 5.5%. Table 6 displays errors found and the frequency in which they were encountered. Table 6, subcategories, examples and sources of error for the category 1.3. Subcategories, March 1, 2001, Vrpferin selection, examples, when I was a child I hate math, participant 2, university 1. Sources of error, carelessness, frequency, 364 errors, 4.3%. March 1, 2002. A Vrsov verb. Examples. You are refused to work, participant 2, university 1. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 25 errors, 0.3%. March 1, 2003. Omission of verb. Examples. There are always more options to consider, participant 9, university 4. Sources of error. Carelessness. Frequency. 69 errors, 0.8%. February 4, 2004. Category 1.4, modals or auxiliaries. Second, 2014, considers that auxiliary verbs help the main verb. They are also called helping verbs, and with their use, it is possible to write sentences in different tenses, moods, or voices. Second, 2014. A total of 205, 2.4% errors belong to this category. Table 7 illustrates errors of misuse, omission and overuse of modal or auxiliaries committed by the participants and their frequency. Table 7, subcategories, examples, sources of error and frequency for the category 1.4. Subcategories, April 1, 2001, misuse of modals or auxiliaries, examples. Women were those ones that taught children their language, how to prepare meals, how to make their clothing, and also our men must teach children about their own history so as not to be lost by the time. Participant 19, University 4. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 86 errors, 1.0%. April 1, 2002. Omission of modals or auxiliaries. Examples. Maybe a few years ago I would have answered this question differently, participant 9, university 1. Sources of error, lack of proficiency, frequency, 92 errors, 1.1%. April 1, 2003, averse of modals or auxiliaries, examples. There are many people who have been questioned our own abilities, participant 5, university 4. Sources of error, intralingual error, frequency. 27 errors, 0.3%. February 4, 2005. Category 1.5, articles. According to Second, 2014, articles are a subclass of determiners. There are two types of them, definite, DA, and indefinite articles, IA. A definite article is used when a hearer or reader knows exactly what was meant and indefinite articles refer to even which is not specific. The category of articles exhibited a total frequency of 346 errors, 4.1%. Table 8 demonstrates errors found in this category and their frequency. Table 8, subcategories, examples, sources of error and frequency for the category 1.5. Subcategories, May 1, 2001, omission of the DA, examples. We feel pleasure at the moment, FSDing, participant 8, university 4. Sources of error, Interlingual error. Frequency. 88 errors. 10%. May 1st, 2002. Misuse of TDA. Examples. Other important factor that plays an important role in this option is the happiness. Participant 8. University 4. Sources of error. Like a proficiency. Frequency. 8 errors. 0.1%. May 1st, 2003. Avarice of the DA. Examples. As a conclusion, the cooperation was a must in the past. Participant 6. University 1. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 133 errors. 16%. May 1st, 2004. Omission of the IA. Examples. It provides a healthy environment for working. Participant 1. University 4. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 55 errors. 0.7%. May 1st, 2005. Misuse of TDA. Examples. Choosing what to do with our lives is not easy task at all. Participant 5. University 3. Sources of error. Carelessness. Frequency. 46 errors. 0.5%. May 1st, 2006. Avarice of the IA. Examples. All activities can be shared by a woman and man. Participant 8. University 3. Sources of error. Like a proficiency. Frequency. 16 errors. 0.2%. February 4th, 2006. Category 1.6. Relative pronouns. McCaskill, 1990, states that independent clauses, relative pronouns replace nouns and connect the clause to the rest of the sentence. These are, who, whose, whom, which, that, when, where, and wherever. 107 errors, 1.3%, were associated with relative pronouns. Table 9 shows examples in which errors of omission, avarice and misuse of relative pronouns, RP, and their frequency were found. Table 9. Subcategories, examples, sources of error and frequency for Category 1.6. Subcategories. June 1, 2001. Omission of the RP. Examples. There is nothing that really matters. Participant 12. University 3. Sources of error. Intralingual error. Frequency. 69 errors. 0.8%. June 1, 2002. Avarice of the RP. Examples. The ability to cooperate with others was more important in the past than what it is now. Participant 1, University 1. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 17 errors, 0.2%. June 1, 2003. Misuse of TDA. Examples. Making students aware of that they are incapable to do. Participant 10, University 3. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 21 errors, 0.3%. February 4, 2007. Category 1.7. Conjunctions. Klesm C. and Larsen Freeman, 1999, regard conjunctions to be joining sentence elements. The category of conjunctions revealed a frequency of 21 errors, 0.3%, which are split into two subcategories. Misuse with 4 errors, 0.0%, and avarice with 17.02%. Table 10 exhibits the participants' errors of misuse and avarice of conjunctions occurring in the academic essays. Table 10. Subcategories, examples, sources of error and frequency for Category 1.7. Subcategories. July 1, 2001. Misuse of conjunction. Examples. I cannot avoid a practicum subject, even though I like it or not. Participant 3, University 1. Sources of error. Like a proficiency. Frequency. 4 errors, 0.0%. July 1, 2002. Avarice of conjunction. Examples. We need of others in order to develop in a proper way. Participant 3, University 2. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 17 errors, 0.2%. February 4, 2008. Category 1.8. Comparative and superlative. To express the notion that a person, thing or situation has more or less of a quality, a gradable adjective for comparative or superlative degree can be marked. This is done grammatically in one of two ways. By inflection, adding er and s to the base form, or analytically by the adverbs more and most, Downing and Locke, 2006. A total of 50 errors, 0.6%, belong to this category. Table 11 illustrates misuses and omissions of comparatives and superlatives found and their frequency. Table 11. Subcategories, examples, sources of error and frequency for Category 1.8. Subcategories. August 1, 2001. Misuse of comparative. Examples. You'll be more happy, participant 9, university 3. Sources of error. Lack of proficiency. Frequency. 24 errors, 0.3%. August 1, 2002. Misuse of superlative. Examples. We don't help others to get that job because we think we're most important than them. Participant 17, university 1. Sources of error. Intralingual error. Frequency. 12 errors, 0.1%. August 1, 2003. Omission of comparative article. Examples. Not just today but as well as in the past. Participant 3, university 2. Sources of error. Lack of proficiency. Frequency. 14 errors, 0.2%. It is the incorrect placement of words in the utterance. Some English learners often make errors in ordering the words. Most of the times they are confused with the placement of the different types of speech in the utterance. Heaveney, 2013. This category showed a total frequency of 175 errors, 2.1%. Table 12 demonstrates an error in the placement of words. Table 12. Example and source of error for Category 1.9. Examples. You have to be clear about what are you going to study. Participant 6, University 1. Sources of error. Intralingual error. February 4, 2010. Category 1.10. Prepositions. According to Greenbaum and Nelson, 2002, prepositions introduce a prepositional phrase, PREG-PHR, and are followed by a prepositional complement. The preposition links the complement, which is usually a noun, to some other expression. A total frequency of 549 errors, 6.5%, showed the category of prepositions. Table 13 evidences the participants' errors found in this category and their frequency. Table 13. Subcategories, examples, sources of error and frequency for Category 1.10. Subcategories. October 1, 2001. Misusing PREP. PHR. Examples. Cooperation between participants. Participant 4, University 1. Sources of error. Intralingual error. Frequency. 102 errors, 1.2%. October 1, 2002. Misusing collocations. Examples. What you do is not reducing the stress of thinking in the future. Participant 2, University 3. Sources of error. Intralingual error. Frequency. 123 errors, 1.5%. October 1, 2003. Omission of PREG. Int PREG PHR. Examples. In today's world, slavery is no longer accepted. Participant 7, University 1. Sources of error. Carelessness. Frequency. 75 errors, 0.9%. October 1, 2004. A verusa preposition. Examples. You have to study in a career that you like. Participant 11, University 3. Sources of error. Like a proficiency. Frequency. 79 errors, 0.9%. October 1, 2005. Omission of preposition in phrasal verb. Examples. Companies look for the ability. Participant 3, University 1. Sources of error. Carelessness. Frequency. 12 errors, 0.1%. October 1, 2006. Omission of preposition in collocation. Examples. We all cooperate with each other. Participant 4, University 1. Sources of error. Like a proficiency. Frequency. 45 errors, 0.5%. October 1, 2007. Omission of preposition into infinitive. Examples. They have to spend a big part of their time seeing something they do not want to. Participant 11, University 3. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 71 errors, 0.8%. October 1, 2008. A verusa preposition into infinitive. Examples. All these factors make students to be more demotivated and stressed. Participant 10, University 3. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 42 errors, 0.5%. February 4, 2011, Category 1.11, Adverbs. Strauss, Kefman and Stern, 2014, state that an adverb answers how, when, where, or to what extent, how often or how much, for instance, daily, completely, by means of tephias of adverbs of direction, location, manner, time, and frequency. A total of 46 errors, 0.5%, were associated with this category. Table 14 exhibits errors and their frequency associated with the category of adverbs. Table 14. Subcategories, examples, sources of errors and frequency for Category 1.11. Subcategories. November 1, 2001. Misuse of adverb. Examples. They did not help others where there was a problem. Participant 12, University 3. Sources of error. Like a proficiency. Frequency. 14 errors, 0.2%. November 1, 2002. Omission of adverb. Examples. In the past, the most important skills looked for when getting a job. Participant 1, University 4. Sources of error. Lack of proficiency. Frequency. 21 errors, 0.3%. November 1, 2003. A verusa adverb. Examples. Society, whether you believe it or not, is a big factor when you want to choose something. As a good example of society as a big factor. A fashion, participant 18, University 1. Sources of error. Lack of proficiency. Frequency. 11 errors, 0.1%. February 4, 2012. Category 1.12. Adjectives. An adjective describes or denotes the qualities of something. Their function is to modify or complement nouns. Klesm C. in Larsen Freeman, 1999. 79 errors are identified as adjectival ones, 0.9%, and 3 as misuse of adjective, 0.0%. Table 15 illustrates errors of this category and their frequency. Table 15. Subcategories, examples, sources of error and frequency for Category 1.12. Subcategories. December 1, 2001. Misuse of adjective. Examples. We feel inspired every day of our life. Participant 5, University 3. Sources of error. Lack of proficiency. Frequency. 3 errors, 0.0%. December 1, 2002. Misuse of possessive adjective. Examples. It encloses the person on his or her own. Participant 13, University 4. Sources of error. Lack of proficiency. Frequency. 51 errors, 0.6%. December 1, 2003. Misuse of demonstrative adjective. Examples. But for me this reason is not important. Participant 7, University 3. Sources of error. Carelessness. Frequency. 21 errors, 0.3%. December 1, 2004. Omission of adjective. Examples. Every sacrifice will be worth if we came at the right decision. Participant 14, University 4. Sources of error. Carelessness. Frequency. 4 errors, 0.0%. February 4, 2013. Category 1.13. Pronouns. Pronouns are words that refer to nouns previously mentioned in order to avoid redundancy or repetition. Also, they must agree in both number and person to their antecedents. The grammatical category of pronouns exhibited a total frequency of 255 errors, 3.0%. Table 16 depicts errors of omission and of verusa of object pronoun, misuse and of verusa of subject pronoun, misuse and omission of reflexive pronoun, omission and misuse of demonstrative pronouns, and finally of verusa and misuse of indefinite pronoun found along the academic essays. Table 16. Subcategories, examples, sources of error and frequency for Category 1.13. Subcategories. 1.1.3.1. Omission of object pronoun. Examples. Society, whether you believe it or not. Participant 18, University 1. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 38 errors, 0.5%. 1.1.3.2. Misuse of subject pronoun. Examples. Because every job has its difficulties. Participant 7, University 1. Sources of error. Carelessness. Frequency. 91 errors, 1.1%. 1, 1, 3, 3. A Verusov subject pronoun. Examples. We can realize that demotivation it is a big factor. Participant 10, University 3. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 11 errors, 0.1%. 1, 1, 3, 4. Misuse reflexive pronoun. Examples. Working in a career they don't like will stress themselves. Participant 1, University 3. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 10 errors, 0.1%. 1, 1, 3, 5. Misuse of object pronoun. Examples. Their decision will not affect them slash her or others in a negative way. Participant 13, University 4. Sources of error. Like a proficiency. Frequency. 43 errors, 0.5%. 1, 1, 3, 6. A Verusov object pronoun. Examples. Every sacrifice will be worth it. Participant 14, University 4. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 10 errors. 0.1%. 1, 1, 3, 7. Omission reflexive pronoun. Examples. You do not motivate yourself to study. Participant 6, University 3. Sources of error. Interlingual error. Frequency. 4 errors, 0.0%. 1, 1, 3, 8. Omission of demonstrative pronoun. Examples. People who say that choosing subjects you are interested in instead of those that can prepare you do not think tact here. Participant 1, University 4. Sources of error. Like a proficiency. Frequency. 5 errors, 0.1%. 1, 1, 3, 1, 0. Misuse of indefinite pronoun. Examples. One cannot force ourselves to be something we are not. Participant 18, University 4. Sources of error. Carelessness. Frequency. 23 errors, 0.3%. 1, 1, 3, 1, 1. A Verusov indefinite pronoun. Examples. People prefer their own success rather than others. 1. Participant 11, University 3. Sources of error. Like a proficiency. Frequency. 5 errors, 0.1%. February 4, 2014. Category 1.14. Omission of conditional. A conditional sentence is a complex sentence that consists of a main clause and a subordinate clause. The latter typically begins with the adverbial subordinator if. Head clause sets up the condition, and the main clause gives the result. Klesmer, Kim, Larsen, Freeman, 1999. 11 errors, 0.1%, were associated with omission of conditional. Table 17 shows an error of omission of conditional found in the samples. Table 17. Example and source of error for Category 1.14. Examples. Others prefer to keep strong and continue their studies even if they failed many times. Participant 11, University 1. Sources of error. Lack of proficiency. February 4, 2015. Category 1.15. Genitive case. The genitive case is normally used for people, some living creatures, and things. The category of genitive case exhibited a frequency of 61 errors, 0.7%. Table 18 depicts errors of omission, misuse and errors of genitive case and their frequency occurring in the academic essays. Table 18. Subcategories, examples, sources of error and frequency for Category 1.15. Subcategories. 1, 1, 5, 1. Omission of genitive case. Examples. If you take someone's advice, it may affect your future very negatively. Participant 13, University 4. Sources of error. Lack of proficiency. Frequency. 46 errors, 0.5%. 1, 1, 5, 2. Misuse of genitive case. Examples. In addition to this, encouraging empathy and recognizing others' strengths and weaknesses is their mainstream posture in the present as. Participant 2, University 3. Sources of error. Carelessness. Frequency. 4 errors, 0.0%. 1, 1, 5, 3. A Verusov genitive case. Examples. Your own opinion is more important than others' people advices. Participant 13, University 4. Sources of error. Lack of proficiency. Frequency. 11 errors, 0.1%. 4.3. Dimension 2. Lexical dimension. Table 19 shows the categorization and their resultant frequencies and percentages provided for the lexical dimension. These data correspond to the total errors of all the samples. Overall, the lexical dimension shows that the most frequent errors committed by pre-service teachers are 1. Wrong word form, 2. Wrong word choice, 3. Number inconsistency and 4. Redundancy. Table 19. Lexical dimension. Categories, frequencies and percentages. Dimension, 2. Lexical, category, 2.1. Misselection of prefix, frequency, 4. Percentage, 0.0%. Category, 2.2. Borrowing, frequency, 11. Percentage, 0.1%. Category, 2.3. Coinage, frequency, 110. Percentage, 1.3%. Category, 2.4. Calc or literal translation, frequency, 48. Percentage, 0.6%. Category, 2.5. Wrong word form, frequency, 434. Percentage, 5.2%. Category, 2.6. Wrong word choice, frequency, 353. Percentage, 4.2%. Category, 2.7. Redundancy, frequency, 262. Percentage, 3.1%. Category, 2.8. Collocation, frequency, 5. Percentage, 0.1%. Category, 2.9. Word does not exist, frequency, 3. Percentage, 0.0%. Category, 2.10. Number inconsistency, frequency, 265. Percentage, 3.2%. Category, total, frequency, 1495. Percentage, 17.8%. March 4, 2001. Category 2.1, misselection of prefix. Strauss and others, 2014, mention that a prefix, a, un, d, sub, post, etc., is a letter or set of letters placed before a root word. Prefixes expand or change a word's meaning. A total of 4 errors, 0.0%, belong to this category. Table 20 illustrates an error of misselection of prefix found in one of the participants' academic essay. Table 20. Example and sources of error for Category 2.1. Examples, desmotivate instead of demotivate participant 6, university 3. Sources of error, interlingual error. March 4, 2002. Category 2.2, borrowing. In borrowing, loan words, L1 words are borrowed to the target language, but there is no significant change. André, 2014. Hemswan and Schmidt, 2006. 11 errors, 0.1%, were associated with borrowing. Table 21 demonstrates an error of borrowing. Table 21, example and source of error for Category 2.2. Examples, emphasis instead of emphasis participant 7, university 1. Sources of error, interlingual error. March 4, 2003. Category 2.3, coinage. When coinage happens, the learner creates non-existent words in the target language, which are adapted from L1 words. André, 2014. Coinage exhibited a frequency of 110 errors, 1.3%. Table 22 displays an error of coinage committed by a participant. Table 22, example and source of error for Category 2.3. Examples, a specific instead of specific participant 1, university 3. Sources of error, interlingual error. March 4, 2004. Category 2.4, calc or literal translation. In calc, the words in the target language are the result of literal translation from the first language. André, 2014. This category reported a frequency of 48 errors, 0.6%. Table 23 illustrates an error of calc or literal translation. Table 23. Example and source of error for Category 2.4. Examples, cold mind instead of cool head participant 6, university 1. Sources of error, interlingual error. March 4, 2005. Category 2.5, wrong word form. It is an inappropriate choice of inflectional form where its base form is correct. Meham, 2013. 434 errors, 5.2%, were found in this category. Table 24 presents an error error form. Table 24, example and source of error for category 2.5. Examples: returning to the subject of study subjects instead of studying, participant 16, university 1. Sources of error: interlingual error. March 4, 2006. Category 2.6, wrong word choice. The writer chooses a wrong word to express his or her ideas, thus the sentence is perceived as illogical, but around others, 2015. 553 errors, 4.2%, were classified as wrong word choice. Table 25 depicts an error of wrong word choice made by the participants. Table 25, example and source of error for category 2.6. Examples: they were more joined than now instead of close-knit, participant 11, university 3. Sources of error: interlingual error. March 4, 2007. Category 2.7, redundancy. According to Basser and others, 2015, redundancy occurs when the lexical item in the sentence is repeated, used or paraphrased unnecessarily. Redundancy revealed that frequency of 262.31%. Table 26 depicts an error of redundancy committed. Table 26, example and source of error for category 2.7. Examples: due to the fact that we are inserted in a society, participant 18, university 4. Sources of error: carelessness. March 4, 2008. Category 2.8, collocation. Meham, 2013, states that a collocation consists of a node word, T, and its collocate, strong. The node word and collocate are so interdependent that if two words which cannot collocate with each other are combined, dissonance is created between their node word and its collocate, muscular/sturdy/tough T. 5 errors are declared as belonging to collocation types, 0.1%. Table 27 shows an error in the use of collocation. Table 27, example and source of error for category 2.8. Examples: it will be present in every step you make to accomplish all the objectives that you want to achieve instead of take participant 6, university 1. Sources of error: lack of proficiency. March 4, 2009. Category 2.9, word does not exist. This refers to the invention of a word that does not exist in the EFL nor in the L1. Table 28 illustrates one error of a word invented identified in one of the academic writing essays. 3 words that do not exist were listed, 0.0%. Table 28, example and source of error for category 2.9. Examples: Worthing, participant 15, university 4. Sources of error: lack of proficiency. March 4, 2010. Category 2.10, number inconsistency. It addresses lack of number agreement and usually occurs when singular, plural or collective words are used with the wrong number inflection in relation to their context. Table 29 presents an error of number inconsistency. 265 number inconsistencies were denoted, 3.2%. Table 29, example and source of error for category 2.10. Examples: men used to be more respectful when addressing the women, participant 14, university 4. Sources of error: carelessness. 5. Discussion. Based on the collected data and by reviewing the study findings, it is shown that participants had the greatest difficulty and highest frequency of errors in the grammatical dimension, in which the pre-service teacher's proficiency in applying the grammar rules was deficient due to the misuse of the errors and omissions of the correct English structures. The lexical dimension was the one with the lowest frequency of errors, attributing the majority of errors mainly to the mother tongue interference and lack of proficiency in English. In the grammatical dimension, the following linguistic categories are mentioned in decreasing order of frequency: prepositions, vert group, lack of concord, articles, subjects, pronouns, modal/auxiliaries, wrong word order, relative pronouns, adjectives, genitive case, comparative and superlative, adverbs, conjunctions and omission of conditional. Prepositions had the most frequent errors, and they were attributed to the rengase, omission, and the possible confusion that some of the participants could have in choosing the correct item to build an accurate utterance. Herrera, 2012, in his study of taxonomy of morphosyntactic errors and error analysis with Iranian learners, found out that prepositions were the most frequent errors as well. In the case of the verb group, the errors found consisted of the wrong selection of some verbs. This means that the participants had difficulty in using the correct inflection of verbs in some of the cases, making tenses awkward. Sin, Razak, and Ravinfar, 2017, explain that it is well understood that students with adequate understanding of grammar rules in writing will use the correct tenses to explain facts and of the details of the stimuli, page 22. The linguistic categories of adjectives, genitive case, comparatives and superlatives, adverbs, conjunctions and omission of conditional showed the lowest frequency of errors per category, less than 80. From the examples analyzed in TESA categories, almost all the errors found were attributed to a lack of proficiency and carelessness. Intralingual and interlingual sources were attached to the misuse of comparatives and superlatives as the exceptions, and, in one example, the use of the wrong conjunction was attributed to the interlingual source. Most of the categories and their corresponding errors found in the examples chosen denoted that despite the difficulty that participants had in applying grammatical rules correctly, most errors would be avoided with a more exhaustive revision of the writings. Regarding the lexical dimension, it is shown that the participants made most oft errors in the categories of wrong word form and wrong word choice. This finding implies that the writer's English vocabulary was weak, choosing wrong words when trying to convey meaning. A wrong word choice happened when writers used terengwa to express an idea, producing meaningless sentences. The following categories area, in decreasing order of frequency: number inconsistency, redundancy, coinage, calque or literal translation, borrowing, collocation, misselection of prefix and word does not exist. According to the researcher's assumptions, the lexical types of errors found in TIS research could be attributed mostly to interlingual interference and lack of English proficiency, as they denote an underdeveloped body of knowledge about vocabulary and the part of the participants. Wells, 2013, states that an important part of knowing a word is when, where, and how to use it, page 69. In these cases, participants failed to assign an accurate word when trying to express an idea, relying on their mother tongue by translating items or using words whose meanings were not completely known by them and by writing words that were phonologically similar, but not in significance. All of these are strategies used by writers to cope with their insufficient knowledge of the target language, as well as fossilized errors. 6. Conclusion. This study has been held in order to identify which of the most frequent types of error committed by Chilean pre-service teachers of English, along with acknowledging which the sources of these errors are. The corpus of this research is based on participants' argumentative essays. According to the results of the study, the highest frequency of errors was found in the grammatical, 36.1%. F equals 3031, dimension, this considering the total of 8,393 errors found. The categories with the highest recurrence of errors in this dimension were prepositions, F equals 549, vert group, F equals 458, and concord problems, F equals 366. It is also important to notice that a frequency of 302 errors was found in T-subject category, the majority being omissions of subjects. Specifically, learners were unlikely to have issues with the selection of verb tenses, subject-verb agreement, misuse of prepositions in prepositional phrases and collocations, and the omission of the subject. On the same line, Herrera, 2012, in his study of taxonomy of morphosyntactic errors and error analysis with Iranian ESL learners, found out that prepositions are also the most frequent errors among participants. In the case of the verb group, the errors found consisted of the wrong selection of some verbs. This means that two participants had difficulty in using the correct inflection of verbs in some instances, making the use of tenses awkward. Sin and others, 2017, explain that it is well understood that students with adequate understanding of grammar rules in writing will use the correct tenses to explain facts and other details of the stimuli, page 22. Lack of concord refers to the errors committed by the students due to the inability to choose the suitable subject-verb agreement. One of the examples selected from the Chilean corpus showed that some of the participants lack linguistic knowledge by confusing the plural noun people with a collective noun, and consequently, used is instead of are. This type of confusion is more frequent than expected, or that participants committed an error because they failed at mastering indefinite pronouns, resulting in confusion at the moment of choosing the appropriate verb. Articles were also considered as one of the most frequent errors committed by the participants. It is noteworthy that many of the examples showed clear evidence of carelessness, with omitting and misusing the indefinite and definite articles, given the fact that other sentences along the same essay were well written. Other errors were attributed to the interlingual source, especially when participants place the definite article that before an abstract noun. According to La Huerta, 2017, the use of an article in Spanish is compulsory. That is why some learners keep facing problems in this area. Errors in the subject part were made in terms of omission and overuse. They were attached to the interlingual and interlingual sources because, based on the examples and their contexts, participants failed to apply the accurate structure by repeating the subject where it should not be. Another example related to the TIS category demonstrated L1 interference because the participant deleted a necessary subject in the sentence, probably thinking about the structure in his mother tongue, resulting in omission of the subject. According to L1 Interference in Writing, Company, 2017, affirms that native speakers of Spanish often use subjectless sentences because in Spanish the pronoun can be omitted, page 7. Another category that showed a frequency of errors higher than 100 was word order. Empirical evidence reveals that Spanish native speakers tend to confuse the positions of some words when translating into English due to the syntactic rules of their own language. This fact is supported by Williams, 2003, who affirms that sentences are usually translated word by word. He stated that, when misplacing word, it can be attributed to the interlingual interference. However, the examples in the study are associated with the intralingual source and pre-service teachers' lack of proficiency. Regarding the category of relative pronouns, it can be said that despite the proficiency level required from the participants, sometimes the construction of a relative clause may be difficult. Latai Bai, 2016, affirms this idea by stating that processing English sentences, especially those which contain embedded clauses, is particularly difficult to ESL/EFL learners around the globe, page 57. The participants showed difficulty when using the word that and what, as they failed at differentiating how both words functioned in the sentences. The lexical types of errors found in this research could be attributed mostly to interlingual interference and lack of English proficiency, as they denote an underdeveloped body of knowledge about vocabulary on the part of the participants. Wells, 2013, highlighted that an important part of knowing a word is when, where, and how to use it, page 69. In these cases, participants failed to use an accurate word when trying to express an idea, relying on their mother tongue by translating items or using words whose meanings were not completely known by them, and by writing words that were phonologically similar, but not in meaning. All of these are strategies used by writers to cope with their insufficient knowledge of the target language, and fossilized errors. All of this analysis exhibits that preservist teachers of English in Chile have more problems when it comes to actually putting in practice what they have learned, rather than having a low language proficiency level. Probably this occurs due to a lack of usage of the communicative functions in a context where they will be more accurate, such as the S's evaluated. In addition, the most recurrent lexical errors are those related to wrong word forms, F equals 434, showing the poor ability to develop word families, area which could be easily improved through the constant practice in constructing the patterns involved. Moreover, the wrong word choice category, F equals 353, result demonstrated that learners do not master the knowledge of vocabulary they should as future teachers of English, since most of the errors were due to a lack of word knowledge, that is to say that the learners do not understand the boundaries for the usage of certain meanings and position them in any context. This point may be strongly related to a poor existing corpus of vocabulary in the mother tongue, according to the Centro de Microdatos de la Universidad de Chile, 2011. Chileans have not proven to be avid readers in their own language, so it is reasonable to assume that this might be the case in their target language. The association of reading with the abilities needed to create a proficient written composition is often thoroughly researched, and educationally speaking, there is a constant need for improving reading and writing among learners. One of the first considerations for EFL teacher preparation is that preserver searches may not have received sufficient feedback, which, according to R. 1996, is information that is given to the learner about his or her performance of a learning task, usually with the objective of improving this performance. Some typical ways of giving feedback in written works are commenting, underlying, indicating by means of code, and correcting. Wungaza, 2014, state that teachers should consider that overemphasis on errors can frustrate students. That is why it is recommended that teachers reinforce contents identified as deficient in a non-threatening way. Undoubtedly, appropriate feedback is essential for both teachers and learners when it comes to progression, as it provides key information to improve academic writing compositions. Therefore, it is important to promote revising, editing, and proofreading when regarding written compositions. Policies on improving writing skills in English among preservist teachers should not be excluded from those ones related to reading, because writing is improved along with the reading competence. Furthermore, these policies should be complemented by vocabulary comprehension, because learners clearly displayed a lack of sufficient work knowledge to be able to express coherent and cohesive ideas. Besides discursive abilities, there is another element quite important to the creation of sound argumentative essays, that is critical thinking. Another pedagogical implication of this study links to how teachers and educational communities regard errors and their treatment. Error analysis should be definitely implemented among all schooling levels, because it promotes metacognitive skills. Students exposed to meaningful feedback provided by error analysis would more likely become aware of how their linguistic development occurs. This would call for contextualized language syllabi according to the learner's essential needs. Finally, when analyzing errors in pre-service teachers' written compositions, it is necessary to develop teaching practices that promote a thorough analysis of the different types of errors produced in writing, and provide better understanding of the errors and how and why they occur. Audio note: this article was edited and adapted to audio format by the Directorate of Information Services and Libraries, CISIP, of the Universidad Chile.